of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Welcome to the teaching ministry of Emmanuel Abba Great, a ministry that is ordained by God to take the gospel to the end of the earth.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters. I just want to do a short voice message to speak on the area of faith. You know, I have this strong burden that two things that we need for this time, which is very crucial, is the subject of is faith and our calling and gifting before the Lord, because those are the things that will carry us through in these last days. And I have a burden in my heart to clarify on the subject of faith, you know, because a whole lot of people are lost in this area. They don't understand what faith truly means. And faith to me is when a person try to ease his conscience or her conscience, you know, to have a feeling that he or she is pleasing God, or to try to please somebody or do an act that will show to men that he or she is serving God. While faith is directly pleasing God, the Bible says without faith it is impossible to please God. Now, I believe there's a thin line between religion and faith. And if you're not careful, you can fall off faith in the name of, you can fall into religion in the name of trying to please God. Because as long as we walk in his word, the Bible says that the word of God is the lamp unto my feet and the light unto my path. As long as we continue to live according to the word, allow the word of God to lead us. If I'm to make a decision, I ask God through his word, is this pleasing to you? If I'm to speak a word, if I'm to do anything, that's why the Bible says whatever we do, both in word and in deed, we should do it as unto the Lord. The moment you begin to do that, your life now begins to be tailored according to the word. And that's why the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That is why a person of faith might not really please people. The things a person of faith do, say, might not have the majority vote. But at the end of the day, it becomes a thing that everyone will align with. For example, God put Elijah at the brook. After Elijah called for drought, no rain for 3.5 years, and God took him and put him at the brook. And God was sending the raven to feed him in the day and in the night. And he was drinking from the brook. A time came that season has to come in, and the brook also dried. And what happened? God sent him to the widow. Now, I believe that if Elijah was walking in the flesh, on the condition he went to meet in the widow's house, he should have said, no, this is a mistake. But what happened? Because he had God directed him to the widow's house. He went there, and what he saw was that the woman was gathering her last, gathering sticks to make her last meal to eat. And Elijah told her, please give me water to drink. And while she was going to bring the water, he said, also bread. Give me bread also. And the woman said, between you and me and God, I'm not lying to you. I'm just gathering the last this stick so that I will make the last meal I have, and myself and my child will die. And Elijah said, that will not happen. You will not die. Make for me first. Now, I believe that if it is in our time, honestly, that will go viral. What a wicked man of God. Oh, what a wicked. So I believe both the woman and Elijah acted in faith because they did not walk by the things they see, neither by the things they could relate to. According to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, he says, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Walking in the flesh is allowing your eyes to dictate for you, making your judgment based on what you can see and what you can touch. And I'm telling you, a lot of people, are in this category. They allow their eyes. If Elijah had allowed what he see to determine what he believed, the miracle wouldn't have happened both to him and to the woman. But he allowed the eyes of faith to see. So faith has an eye, which is different from our physical eye. And that's why Jesus told the people, he said that if you say you see, then your sin abide. Of course, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And the Bible says that anything that is done outside of faith is sin. So I want to conclude this morning that we need to ask God that the physical eye that is deceiving us from seeing the seeing in the spirit, that God blind it so that we may see in the spirit. And let me tell you, my brothers and sisters, when God answered that prayer, don't expect people to see what you are seeing. In fact, as a matter of fact, they'll think something has gone wrong with you. When you walk in faith, The faith walk is not a physical thing. You can't see it in the physical. To somebody else, something has gone wrong with you. Because what you are seeing, they can't see it. So what am I saying, in essence, in rounding up, I don't want to make this long, is that the life of faith is the life that is dedicated to pleasing God and his kingdom. And in you pleasing God and his kingdom, those who are in tune will relate to you. Because let me tell you, whatever we do in this life, there's a frequency within which we flow. There's a frequency for the spiritual and there's a frequency for the physical. A whole lot of people that depended not on the things they see before this time, a whole lot of what they depended on, they've lost them. Now is a time to begin to look out for the things we can see. And the word of God is that which we can see. The promises of the word of God are real. That's why the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. See, all things were made by him. And nothing was made that was made without him. For in him was life. That's John chapter 1. From verse 1, for in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and that light shines in darkness, and darkness could not understand it. So my first lesson today in dissecting faith is that whatever you do, both in word, in deed, do it as unto the Lord. And the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, he says that seek ye first, as you begin to do that, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing will be added unto you. You see, all the things that the Gentiles are seeking after, those who don't know the Lord, they are seeking after day and night. They can't sleep. They have to lie. They have to steal. They have to kill to get. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek ye first. Now, that is faith. That is faith. If you can seek the expansion of the kingdom, if you can seek righteousness, if you can seek what pleases God rather than what pleases men, what pleases the government, what pleases your friends, what pleases your family, if you can seek first that which pleases the kingdom, that pleases God, you're already walking in faith. You don't need to beat yourself to walk in faith. Faith is a natural walk. It's a lifestyle. With this, I just want to draw a curtain. And I pray that this will make impact in the life of somebody who is trying to know the difference. I'm going to continue with this again tomorrow. Follow with me. And maybe through this week, we're going to see faith as it should be, so that you will maximize the time we are moving into, because it's a time of the people of faith, not a religious people. Remember the 10 virgins. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The Bible called them all virgins. That means they were all born again. But there were 5 that did not walk in faith. They didn't walk in the word. They did not let the word of God dictate their day-to-day life. And for those ones, when the time came, they missed it because they were walking in the flesh. They were walking by sight. The Lord bless you, keep you, and continue to guide you and multiply you. I'm praying for you, and I believe that you will make it. You will not lose you. Jesus said, all that you have given unto me, I lost none. I will not lose you. Will not lose you to the world. Will not lose you to confusion. Will not lose you to the devil. God bless you and have a blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this life-impacting message. If you would like to partner with us or want to get more of this message, contact us on +27 840 240 365 or visit us on www.uppergreatworld.org, Upper Great World Ministries Incorporated.